States in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Well, good morning. This is Dan here at the American Freedom Network and our regularly scheduled guest, Nick Bryant, who wrote a fabulous book on the pedophile networks that exist in America today and began in certainly in Boys Town in Nebraska and extended right into the White House itself. The book, The Franklin Scandal, we do carry it. You want to get it. You really want to understand the nature of the evil we're up against today, because no major publisher would handle this book. It was fortunately published by Trine Day. It's available through Radio Liberty. It's almost, I think, 700 pages with, I mean, hundred pages of documentation from official sources and from grand jury transcripts, things of this sort. But they can't let the American people understand the degree of evil that exists at the highest levels of government today. Infiltrates the court system, infiltrates the police. There are a lot of good people out there. Unfortunately, they have the bad people in key positions. The book, The Franklin Scandal, available from Radio Liberty. It's just hot off the press, and as I say, it's been thoroughly suppressed by the major publishing houses in America, because they are all under control, or almost all under control, of this little cabal, which I call the invisible government. You can call it whatever you want to. But it is truly satanic in nature, ties into the Bilderbergers, Trilateral Commission, the CFR, the people who've seized control of our government and make mockery of our electoral process. Well, this morning I thought maybe I would talk a little bit about vaccines until someone calls in. Remember, it's open lines. We can talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. There have been a number of articles recently, certainly about vaccines. Dr. Wakefield, who was an English physician working at one of the best hospitals over in Great Britain, had written articles pointing out the fact there was an association between the MMR vaccine, measles, mumps, and rubella, and the onset of severe colitis and autism. And, of course, so many of his parents had come to him and said, my children were just fine, my child was just fine. So they took the vaccine, they got this intense colitis, and then, of course, they got the autism, and their mind has just been destroyed. We can't communicate with them. They're violent. And so Dr. Wakefield was a gastroenterologist, and he did a number of visualizations where you actually go in with a little telescope and you can visualize the intestines of these children. They found out, of course, there were swollen lymph nodes in the terminal ileum and certainly in the colon. And, of course, when they biopsied the lymph nodes, they found the measles virus there, the same measles virus that was in the MMR vaccine because it's a live virus that you're introducing into your children. And, of course, he wrote a series of articles pointing out there was a relationship between the MMR vaccine and autism. Well, basically, he came under intense attack. Why? Because they are using vaccination to destroy the lives of our children. They know exactly what they're doing. And under the name of idealism, oh, we're so concerned about the children, and we just want to help the children, and we want to save the lives of the children. They're destroying the lives of millions of children throughout the world. Why do you think that Bill Gates, who's totally dedicated to population control, is even helping to fund the his foundation is funding the Doomsday Seed Bank up above the Arctic Circle, where, so there'll be good seeds that they can bring forth after they've destroyed the world's population with their genetically modified foods? Monsanto, the Rockefellers, and Bill Gates are all involved in the Doomsday Seed Bank. But why would Bill Gates, who's really so concerned about population control and wants to dramatically reduce the population of the world, why would we be spending hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, to vaccinate all those little black children and brown children throughout the world? Why, very simply, because, of course, the mercury, which we've intentionally left in those vaccines that are given to those little children, actually changes their genetic makeup. And you must understand, this is the new science of epigenetics. Epigenetics, remember the word, because you see, we're made up of our molecules and genes and our DNA, and certainly on the spiral helix that you've seen, these chromosomes are the individual little genes, and those individual little genes are like a switch, and you can turn them on or turn them off. And if you turn them off, well, they don't function normally, and of course they can interfere with the normal function of the body like reproduction. But it's not only that you turn them off in this generation. When, of course, a male or a female, their ovum or the sperm, which are going to join together, if the genes are turned off in you, and, of course, you reproduce a child, their genes will probably be turned off as well. And then, of course, the next generation. This is why, for instance, if you give mercury, why, of course, you cut down on the fertility, not only in this generation, but the next generation, and then, of course, the generation after that, are you even restricted more? Why do you think the world population is not increasing at the rate it was? And in many countries, like the United States and Europe and Japan, and certainly in Russia, where they use vaccinations, with mercury in it, that the birth rate is falling and falling as dramatically as it is. And, of course, the mercury that we've left in the vaccines, and, of course, they tell you, they've taken the mercury out of childhood vaccines. Not that there's any danger, but there might be a danger. That's why we took it out. There might be a danger. But they actually then left the mercury in vaccines that are given to children so that if you follow the CDC guidelines, why, of course, by the time your child is 18, they will get almost twice as much mercury as they did before they removed the mercury from the childhood vaccines. How could that be? Because they're very simple. They're very evil people out there who want to hurt children. And when you understand that, so much of what's going on today really begins to make sense. In fact, you have to go back, and I always like to refer to book by Bertrand Russell, who was certainly part and parcel of this whole movement. He was part of the Fabian Socialist movement, and he talked about how diet injections and injections will combine from a very early age. And we'll talk about that when we get back. Give us a call, though. 877-254-75.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Well, Dr. Stan, Sydney, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. We can talk about whatever you'd like to, but I was simply quoting from Bertrand Russell's book, The Impact of Science on Society, on page 15. This was written in 1953, just as we were getting going with our vaccination programs, and this is what he said. Diet, injections, and injunctions will combine from a very early age to produce a sort of character and the sort of beliefs that the authorities consider desirable. And any serious criticism of the powers that be will become psychologically impossible. Psychologically impossible. How many people do you talk to, try to tell them what's going on, and they just turn off and they say that just can't be true? Why, their minds are controlled, ladies and gentlemen. They've damaged the minds of the people of this country with certainly their aspartame and their bisphenols and their phthalates and their MSG and their certainly their chemicals, the aluminum and the mercury and the lead and the other metals that they put into our bodies, and a lot of them that come in, basically fluoride. Of course, we either ingest the fluoride or we are given the aluminum or mercury in our vaccines. They know what they're doing. The genetically modified foods, which have a profound impact on reproduction, they know what they're doing. Two or three generations from now, there'll be very little reproduction because they will have destroyed it all. And that's what they intend to do. Now, we were started out talking about Dr. Wakefield, and Andy Wakefield's a nice man. I've met him, don't know him personally, but I've talked to him, and he's a very courageous man. He actually pointed out there was a relationship between the MMR vaccine and the onset of autism. And of course, he was forced out of his position over in England. He came to the United States. Headlines over here, you know, that the English people, finally the English medical authorities have taken away his license because of this terrible things that he did. And what for the crime that he committed? He drew blood on children who attended his son's birthday party, and he gave them £5 each for blood. That was his terrible crime that he'd committed. He took blood from children who attended a birthday party. Nothing about his science, because his science was absolutely sound. And there is a relationship. Now, there is no mercury in the MMR vaccine. But what you must understand is that when you give a vaccine, you simulate the insult that comes on the body when, of course, they get an infection. And you get the flu, and what happens? Well, your whole immune system begins to mobilize, and first of all, the white cells and the polymorphonuclear lymphocytes begin to suddenly duplicate and increase in number, and they attack the infection. And then the second stage of the infection with the lymphocytes, so they organize, and then they come after, and they create antibodies. And so there are two aspects to the immune response. One is the acute phase where, of course, you set out the white cells to devour the bacteria. The second is the lymphocyte stage, where you begin to produce antibodies, and the cells learn, and they have a memory, so that next time you get that infection, why the whole immune system will be mobilized and will go after that infection. It's a long, intricate process. I can cover this in a new talk we give called The Specter Haunting America. It's a DVD, and if you can stand to hear me talk for a couple of hours, but it has all sorts of slides, and it will give you the background of the documentation for what I'm telling you. But basically, they know that they're hurting the children, but they don't want the parents to know. Now, they're evil and wicked people like Dr. Mengele, the angel of death, the German doctor who worked in the prison camps over there during the Holocaust, and then the CIA helped him escape to South America, where he lived happily. Well, I believe he actually came to the United States. I personally talked to three people who told me that they met Dr. Mengele here in the United States, working under government authority, and Dr. Colin Ross, who's written the book, The CIA Doctors. I asked him about that one time, and he had talked to a number of people who claimed that they had met Mengele here in the United States, but under many circumstances, we know the CIA helped him, and at least 10,000 and probably tens of thousands of Nazis escaped to South America, where they could live out their days in comfort and with all of the gold that they had, of course, sent down there before the war ended with the help of the CIA. I should say OSS. CIA wasn't organized till after the war, but OSS initially, then the CIA, MI6, one of the satanic elements over there at the Vatican. They all helped establish the Rat Line, R-A-T. Go up on the Internet just so that you can check out what I'm saying. Fortunately, we have access to the information, a lot of disinformation on the Internet as well, but you can check out these things and find out what I'm telling you is the truth, that there are people like Dr. Mengele working at the highest levels of our government today, people who really have no concern or compassion for human suffering. Now, basically what happens when you take the MMR vaccine is not the thimerosal in it, because there is no thimerosal, but there are other things. I'm sure there's aluminum in that. Aluminum is extremely toxic, just exactly like the mercury is. But even more than that, and don't quote me on the aluminum in the MMR vaccine. I'm going to have to check that out to be certain, although there's aluminum or alum in almost all of the vaccines. But what you do is you mobilize the immune system against an infection. But it's not one infection. It's three separate infections. Suddenly you give the child not only measles, you give them mumps and, pardon me, MMR and rubella. So you give them measles, mumps, and rubella all at one time, and they have to mobilize their whole immune system to fight not one infection but three, because the body doesn't know this is a vaccine. These are live viruses. They may not be as virulent as the regular measles, but you have to mobilize three different components of your immune system, which, of course, creates real problems. And then remember that the brain has a different immune system than the rest of the body. Simply, it does not work through the white cells and the lymphocytes and the various stages of the CD4 and CD8 cells and all the very intricate details of the immune response. It has a separate immune system. It works through the glial cells and the mitochondria. And when you give the infection to the child, and you're giving them three infections, separate infections with MMR, they may not be virulent infections, but they have to mobilize the systemic immune system and then the brain immune system, and you inflame the brain. How many times have you had the flu, and what happens? You get this sort of foggy condition. Your mind doesn't work right. You know it. Things aren't right. And then a few days later, why, you get really feeling good, and your immune system has overcome the infection. Well, that's what you're doing to the child. You're inflaming their brain, and the brain tends to swell. It doesn't function properly. It would be bad with one infection, like the flu or a cold, but you're giving them three. And not only are you giving them the MMR, you're also giving them two or three or other shots, maybe the hepatitis B, maybe Haemophilus influenza. This is a shot to prevent meningitis. And some of these kids will get as much as 10 different diseases in one sitting. They go into the doctor's office and he says, "Oh, well, let's go ahead. We've got you here. We might as well give you all of these shots at the same time." And you're giving that child, from the immune system's point of view, 10 different diseases in one sitting, because you'll have MMR, and then you have other DPT, diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis. And so they're getting all of these separate insults to the immune system, but all of these separate insults to the brain. And you turn on the brain's immune system, and it gets swelling, and ceases to function normally, and the little synapses and the junctions between the cells and don't work normally, and this can lead to autism, and why you had such a dramatic increase in autism after they started the MMR. But then it was even worse in about 1990 when they started giving me hepatitis B vaccine along with that, of course, that had the mercury in it, and of course this was disastrous, and the incidence of autism has exploded. Today in the United States, one in every 60 boys is autistic, and their lives are destroyed. One in every six children has a neurodevelopmental abnormality or learning disability, and their lives are destroyed. One in every nine children has asthma, as severe enough to give them problems, and their lives are destroyed. One in every 10 children has severe allergies, and their lives are destroyed. And you do not see this in children who are not taking vaccines. Certainly the incidence of asthma is about 10 to 12 times higher in children with vaccines. The incidence of severe allergies is 10 to 12 times higher, because there are children who do not take the vaccines, and of course they don't have these problems, and they know that, and they know they're harming children. And you have to help us get the information out, ladies and gentlemen. There really are people who want to hurt children. The average pediatrician doesn't understand what I'm telling you. The average doctor doesn't understand this, because he's not allowed to get the information. When our friend Dr. Mark and David Geyer actually went to the CDC and went into their data file on thimerosal, and basically they had examples of children who'd been vaccinated with vaccines that contained thimerosal, vaccines that did not contain thimerosal, and then, of course, comparing the incidence of autism, it was 27 times higher in the children who got the mercury, the vaccines. And the more mercury they got, the higher the level of the autism. 27 times higher. Everything was done to prevent the guys from getting there. And in fact, if it hadn't been from threats from Congress cutting off the funds, the CDC would have never let them in. And what did the CDC do after Dr. Geyer actually got into the data file? And believe me, it's an amazing story. Everything they did to suppress this information, why the CDC destroyed the file, so that no one else could ever verify what it found. They know what they're doing. If you work for the CDC and you tell the truth, they'll come after you. They'll get you fired. They'll blacklist you so you won't get another job. And, of course, there are many, many people who've been affiliated with these various government experiments who've died under very mysterious circumstances. Could that really happen in America? Well, we do know what some of the things that have happened. We've got a great new book. It's called A Terrible Mistake. It's the story, you remember, years ago about this fellow who worked for the CIA. They gave him some LSD, and he ended up jumping out a window. Well, of course, that isn't the true story at all. That's the story of the terrible mistake. And that book, of course, couldn't get printed to regular channels. We do have the book printed by Trinday. And what really happened is, this was a scientist. He didn't work for the CIA, he worked for the military, although he certainly worked closely with the CIA, involved in some of their macabre experiments that had killed many, many people and made many people sick. And because the man, his name was Frank Olson, had compunctions about this, was about to leave, quit his job with the military, he couldn't stand, you know, being part of experimental programs that were actually killing people. But he made a terrible mistake. That's the title of the book, A Terrible Mistake. He told somebody else about the experiment the CIA had carried out in France where they'd put the LSD into the wheat that was used to make the bread in the city and poisoned a whole city. And a number of people had died, and of course the whole town was sick, and they had to come up with a cover story. You may very well have heard of it if you're old enough. I remember it now after, of course, reading the book. They said, oh, there was ergot poisoning. Oh, there was ergot got into the wheat. And it was ergot poisoning, and that's why all those people died, and all those people got sick, and many of them ended up in insane asylums. It was the ergot poisoning. It affects the brain. And it wasn't, ladies and gentlemen. They poisoned a whole city with LSD, and they had to kill Frank Olson because he made the mistake of actually telling somebody about this terrible experiment. What do you think would happen to somebody from the CDC today if they were to come forward and say, the CDC is actually destroying the lives of children? Our number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call. It's open lines. We want to talk about what you want to talk. Goodbye.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Wild Bird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver says, please practice safe driving at all times. It could save your life or someone you know. Don't be responsible for an accident, no matter how small. That's from Wild Bird Center, where Candace Stewart and her staff are always working to make our area a safer place for our youth. For the highest quality products and friendly service committed to education and conservation, call today at 758-7575. That's Wild Bird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. Call 758-7575 and mention you heard this community announcement. They wish you all a happy Memorial Day.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and I open lines. If you'd like to give us a call, our number is 877-254-7524. We're talking about the terrible damage that the vaccinations do. And, of course, it's not simply the mercury in the vaccines. And remember, of course, they took the mercury out of the childhood vaccines, but they left it in the vaccines given to children. And they suddenly, before, of course, they never mandated that the children get their yearly flu shots, starting at 6 months of age, and then again at a year, and then every year after that. And, of course, during the so-called H1N1 scare, why, of course, they wanted the children to get not only the H1N1 loaded with mercury, unless, of course, you specifically asked not to get it, but most of it did, and they actually pulled the vaccine that had the didn't have the mercury off so that you would actually have to take the mercury. They wanted you to get that, and, of course, you wanted you to get the regular flu shot, and not only one, but two of them, the maximum amount of mercury in the name of, oh, we want to help the children. We want to mobilize their immune system when they're, you know, when they're just a couple of months of age. You know, get them used to infections. Ladies and gentlemen, their immune system doesn't work, but the mercury does, and it destroys their brains, and they know what they're doing, and that is what's so unconscionable. And who do we have on the line?
Hi, Dr. Stan.
Hi, who's this?
This is Veronica.
Hi, Veronica. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I actually wanted to say thank you for your information. I no longer vaccinate my kids, and I have a 13-month-old, and I haven't vaccinated her. And, of course, I've had a little bit of harassment because of it. But what I called about, I actually had another question a little bit off the subject.
Go ahead.
And but what I wanted to find out is I had a Census Bureau worker knock at my door, and I basically told him that I wasn't interested in answering her questions. And she told me basically that I had to answer questions. It was the law. And I said, no, I feel like this is an invasion of my privacy. And then she said, well, she said, you do have to answer these questions, and this is actually for the benefit. It's beneficial that you answer these questions because it helps the children and it helps the elderly. And we just need to know how many people live in your home.
Well, that's a legitimate question, how many people live there, but you don't have to tell them whether your home is paid for or whether they're Mexican or black or those other things, but you should give them the number of people and maybe your name. That's a legitimate question. But the rest of it, of course, they just want to see if they can bulldoze the people.
Okay. So
Did you tell them how many people lived in the home?
Well, no, I was intimidated by her. And I didn't say anything because I was afraid of her. You know, she was very intimidating. And I didn't answer any questions. I just said, and she says, well, I'm going to have my boss call you. And I said, that'll be fine. And I was nice to her. I just told her that would be good. And then I told her, I said, I'm just a little, I said I'm a little afraid. And she said, okay, so her boss is supposed to call me, so that's fine, then I'll answer those questions. But
you answer, you tell them how many people live in the house and give them your telephone number and your name, and that's very legitimate, you know. But the rest of this, of course, they're gathering. You know, as I said, when my census worker called, you know, and she wanted to know how many Spanish people, I said, oh, are you going to start rounding up the Spanish people? Is that what this is about? And she was a nice lady. She was just trying to make, I think they get something, $25 an hour. You know, that's pretty good money. She probably wanted a little extra money. But she realized, of course, that this was intrusive. She was just doing her job.
And that's what this lady said, too. She says, I understand your feelings, ma'am. And she says, that's why you just need to talk to my boss. And,
fine.
And you know, and I wasn't, you know, rude or anything. I just said, you know, it just kind of scared me a little
okay,
bit.
Well,
so that's what I'll do then when
boss,
she calls.
Tell them how many people live there. That's a legitimate request. But it's not legitimate to want to know what race they are or whether your house is paid for.
Okay. And then also, too, you know, they say that the information's private. But I had read, too, where during World War II, that's how they rounded up the Japanese.
I've heard that. I don't know that it's accurate, but it could very well be. But the thing is, nothing is private. The government told us they would never use Social Security numbers for anything other than so we could give money to the elderly to help them. You can trust us. The Social Security number will never be used for anything else. Why? Because back in 1936, people were concerned that this was going to be affiliated with the Mark of the Beast, and it is. And they lied at that time, and they're lying today, and you cannot trust anything anybody from the government says. They will tell you what they are told to tell you, but of course, they will not tell you the truth. If they told you the truth, why, of course, they'd lose their job. They might even lose their life.
Well, I appreciate that, Dr. Stan. Thank you. You answered my question.
You tell them how many people live in the house. That's legitimate.
Okay. Well, then, if they call me, that's what I'll tell them then.
Okay. God bless. And but it takes a lot of courage not to vaccinate your children. There is a small risk, but the risk of vaccination way outweighs, of course, the other risk. Now, your child, you've got to have good nutrition, and you've got to have vitamin D. Vitamin D is very important as far as the immune response is concerned. And so make sure they're getting adequate vitamins and a good diet and lots of personal love.
Yep, and that's what I'm doing. But I've had phone calls and I've had harassment too, you know, because they know you don't vaccinate.
When they do that, ask them, can you tell me the cause of autism? Why is it that children who get vaccinated have such a high incidence of autism, and in the areas where they don't vaccinate, they have little or no autism? Would you explain that to me? Just ask them those. Ask them, why is it that so many children have asthma today where the children who are not vaccinated don't have it? How does the vaccination work? Does it mobilize the immune system? Why do so many people have autoimmune disease today? Well, of course, the immune system has been altered and is not functioning properly. Ask them those questions. Please explain that to me. Would you personally be willing to sign a statement that's saying, if I vaccinate my child or any complications, you will personally be responsible for their medical care for the rest of their life? Would you please go ahead and sign that for me? And they're not going to do that. You need to intimidate them.
Oh yeah. Well, what they do is they do surveys. It's in the disguise of a survey because I had the surveyor call me and she was asking. She said, "I'm doing a survey." It was a corporation. I forget the name of it. And I'm doing a survey for the CDC, and it's on vaccinations. And I thought, well, I'll go ahead and answer her questions. And I did. And some of them I refused to answer. And, you know, but that's how they do it now, too.
All right, but you see, you don't have to take the surveys.
Yeah, and
CDC is not to be trusted. I've gone to Atlanta. I've talked to some of those people there. Some of them are wonderful people. I mean, I talked to Jim Curran, who was in charge of the dealing with the AIDS epidemic. And he said, you know, I said, Jim, you know what to do. I mean, why aren't you using the standard and effective public health measures that are necessary to stop this epidemic? And he said, what am I to do? He said, I'm trapped on one side between Lorraine Day and Congressman Dannemeyer on one side and Waxman on the other. Congressman Waxman, what am I to do? And I said, you ought to quit. And he did. But other people there really wanted to harm people, did not want to stop the disease.
Well, thank you, Dr.
Hang on,
Stan.
We'll be right back.
God bless.
Community Connections is proud to announce their 2010 Summer Baseball Camp, June 28th through July the 2nd, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Sandstone Park, 3001 East Highway 119, Longmont. Ages 5 through 14 years old, boys and girls both welcome. For pre-registration or information, call 303-702-0588. Ask for Israel Victor, Camp Director. That's 303-702-0588. Community Connections 2010 Summer Baseball Camp. For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security. Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dan back here, our last segment, our telephone number, 877-254-7524, and who do we have on the line?
Oh, hi, Dr. Stan. This is Susie from Northern Colorado.
Hi,
I'd like to know where that last lady was calling from, because in Colorado, you can't get, nobody should give you any hassle about not vaccinating your child, but I'd like to know where the census people are out already, because they got all the information they're going to get from me, and that's how many people live in this house. I'm not giving them my phone number, but I did tell them I was plain old ordinary Caucasian, and now I wish I'd withheld that. Anyway, do you know where she was calling from?
No, I really don't. Maybe she can call back in, and if she does, why, they could, the producer could give that to you after when the program's over, but I really don't know where it came from, but... See, the thing is that the census workers are simply making a buck. They're just doing what they're told to do. And there are people in Washington, D.C. who want to know how we're going to respond. I mean, they are furious that we are not going along with their programs. They're furious because a lot of people are not getting their kids vaccinated today. With all the propaganda they put out on the H1N1 epidemic that was going to kill us all, the pandemic that was killing people throughout the world, really, they probably only got 20, at the most, 25% of the people to give that or take the vaccine. They've realized that people are beginning to question their propaganda, and thank goodness for Alex Jones and Joyce Riley and Butch Paw and other people out there, you know, who are reaching people, John Loeffler, getting people to question what they're being told by the powers that be. So the other side's going to start moving increasingly rapidly to have their authoritarian state, because they want to control us. They wanted to control us simply with propaganda, and people are beginning to think for the first time in the 100 years that this whole incredible program has been underway.
Excuse me, you know, between the vaccines and the poison they're putting in the food, all the neurotoxins, these kids don't have a chance today.
Well, but basically...
They're burning up brain cells with them neurotoxins faster than they can even produce them. So they wonder why the kids aren't doing in school, good in school. They can't blame that all on the teachers. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no,
I just want to scream
right some
days. But I'll get off and let you give your last remarks. Thank you.
All right, fine. Well, thanks so very much.
That lady could call back in and tell you where she was from. I'd sure like to know. Bye.
All right, fine. Well, if that lady had called before, would want to give us a call. I think it was Veronica. Anyway, give us a call and so that the producer can get that information to the lady who just called. Anyway, let me simply point out that the water fluoridation is terribly, terribly damaging, and it's not simply because of the sodium fluoride, although that's bad enough, but 90% of the communities where they are actually fluoridating the water, they're using hydrofluosilicic acid. And, of course, that, of course, is actually increases the level of lead in the blood, and specifically in blacks, where, of course, in the comparing the level of lead in the blood of white children and black children in areas where they use the hydrofluorosilicic acid to fluoridate the water, six times the level of lead. Why is the level of lead increased so much more in the black children? Well, there are genetic differences. Unfortunately, it's just the way we are. God made us differently, and there's nothing against black people, but they get a much higher level of lead. It's just like AIDS is, the AIDS virus is specifically genetically designed to infect blacks much more than it does than the white people. And actually, I wrote an article about that. It's called AIDS, the Untold Story, and you can get that. We'll send a copy of that if you want to. But it goes into the genetic differences between black and white, why they get the AIDS more. But the same thing is true with water fluoridation. It's so much more harmful to blacks. And this information is available, Dr. Roger Masters. You can get the information at fluoridealert.org. Fluoridealert.org. Go up on the Internet. Pull that site down, and if you can't get the information, why, we do have it bound. We have to charge you for it. But we've got it from Dr. Roger Masters. And he's a professor at Dartmouth. He's not interested in water fluoridation. He's interested in criminal activity. And, of course, you find a much higher level of criminal activity among the blacks in the area where they fluoridate the water with hydrofluorosilicic acid than among the blacks in areas where they don't fluoridate the water. And, of course, what the lead does to the brain, it creates rage and, of course, criminal activity. And, of course, one reason that's given for the fall of Rome was the fact that they actually lined the aqueducts to carry the water with lead. And what are they putting in the water there in Washington, D.C.? Why is Washington, D.C. the criminal center of the world and the crime center of the world? Well, that's our nation's capital. Why? Because they fluoridate the water there with hydrofluorosilicic acid. And in the blacks, it's predominantly a black community, and the level of lead in their blood of the children is so much higher. And they know that. This was the CDC study. This was a study on 450,000 children, the largest study of its kind ever done. They know exactly what they're doing. Why do they want to hurt little black children? Why do they want to hurt little black children? And they know they're hurting little black children. And ladies and gentlemen, you've got to help us get this information out. The work by Dr. Roger Masters of Dartmouth. You can get, of course, his papers from Radio Liberty. You go up on the Internet. You can pull down the information. You have the Internet. Use it. Get the information. Help us get the information out. Get people listening to our programs. Our website, RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our programs there 9 hours a day and not get much accomplished, but you can listen 4 hours a day live. In addition to this hour, you can certainly watch our DVDs. We have a great new section called Videos Across the Web, something like that, and all sorts of YouTubes there that are important for you to see. You can spend a day just watching the YouTubes up there, read the newsletters. Help us get the truth out while we still have time. We're on the verge of war with Iran. Are you prepared for it? What will the implications be here in America? Are there terrorist cells there that could disrupt our society? Yes, they're being financed by the CIA and the FBI. You need to hear my interview with Paul Williams. Fascinating. In fact, he's going to be a speaker at the annual conference, the October 17th conference, here in the Monterey Bay. Hope you can come. October 17th, Sydney, Paul Williams will be here to tell you about the terrorist cells financed by your government.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help. Jambalaya reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and certainly the lady who'd called was from Greeley. I think somebody else wanted to know where she was from. She was from Greeley. And then, of course, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. We've got to maintain our 60 outlets across America. Every single week, somebody's hearing the truth someplace with your help. And if you're in a position to help, our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And be sure to support the American Freedom Network. Believe me, this is a very important station as far as our network is concerned. And they're doing a great job of bringing the truth to the people there in Colorado. So we don't want to detract from the support for this station, and we appreciate the opportunity and the privilege of being on here. Now, we do have an excellent talk. It's called The Specter Haunting America, and it simply gives you the whole background of vaccines. Are vaccines safe and effective? Are they simply a panacea, or are they a plague? And we will answer that question for you. And when the people tell you that vaccines do absolutely no good, that is simply not true. I mean, some vaccinations have been amazing. And certainly, if we could trust them not to put bad things into the vaccines, why is certainly the polio vaccine and the smallpox vaccine amazing things? But you really need to see the, really understand what this is all about. And so let me suggest our DVD, The Specter Haunting America. The Specter Haunting America, and it's simply an extensive analysis of what's going on, and of course we fortunately have the charts there so you can see what's going on, you can understand what's going on. Let me recommend this for you so that if people call you and say, why aren't you vaccinating your children? Don't you care about the children? You can respond is, why do you want to hurt children? Why are you recommending vaccines when all of the evidence shows how harmful they are? And certainly, why do you want to hurt children? You have to learn how to discuss this intelligently. The Specter Haunting America, I recommend this DVD to you. And of course, we have so many other DVDs about what's going on in our talks. Certainly, the world revolution is so important. Iraq, The Untold Story, or War, The Untold Story. It's the same talk. The latter is one I, however, gave in Colorado there, and we do have them both. But it simply goes into all the wars, and we are being prepared to go to war with Iran. They can't tell the American people, because the American people don't want to go to war. Another war we can't afford, another bloody war that's going to kill a lot more of our people. And believe me, this could be just a terrible, terrible war. It's going to involve Israel. It's going to involve other countries in the Middle East. And just hope and pray that I'm wrong, but everything would suggest that we're moving our aircraft carriers, about four aircraft carrier groups, over into the Arabian Sea and the Persian Gulf. And what will happen if one of our aircraft carriers goes down and we lose 1,000 men? How will you feel? Will you rally behind the government, after all, against those wicked Iranians? Or will you realize, of course, that we have an invisible government that wants war, wants destruction, because it is inherently evil, because it is controlled by the Brotherhood of Darkness? You need to get my book and read it, The Brotherhood of Darkness. It's certainly inexpensive, and you can't afford it. Go up on the Internet, radioliberty.com, our website, and certainly just scroll down to videos. And the first video is the talk from which the book came. Get the information. Help us to spread it. Talk to others. And then pray for America. Pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a